Carmel Gates has contacted us from NIPSA. Good morning to you, Carmel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, yeah, I've been listening to the show and I'm ringing in just as a health service user and someone who is ringing in solidarity with all these workers who are taking action tomorrow. And I think a point that you raised earlier is crucial. Patient safety is what the health service is all about. It's patient care, and that's what those workers' job is. But I have to tell you that the health service is unsafe every day of the week, and it's not just going to be tomorrow. And part of the action that these workers are taking is for safe staffing.
This is not what the chief executive of the Northern Trust told us this morning. He rejected any notion that the health service is unsafe.
No. He actually said, if you recall, in his parting words, he said, these workers are taking this action because they've reached the point where enough is enough. And it isn't just about pay, it's about safe staffing. Because, I mean, if you look at all the propaganda that the nurses put out, that the Unison has put out, that NIPSA has put out, all of the propaganda is about safe staffing as well as pay.
You say that. But if you get pay parity, they'll call off the strikes.
Yeah, but no, Stephen, in NIPSA's view, there is more to it than just the pay. The staffing issues are crucial because people are being driven out of it. They've been driven out of it, yes, by the fact that they aren't paid properly. But a lot of health workers are being driven to the point of exhaustion and driven out of the health service because they literally can no longer cope.
But Carmel, I don't need to spell out the irony to you that what you're saying is that the normal levels of staffing are unsafe.
Yes.
And yet what you're supporting is strike action tomorrow, which is going to remove many more staff from the health service.
So how unsafe is the health service going to be tomorrow?
And ultimately, that affects patients.
And isn't it a damning indictment, Stephen, of health service management and our politicians and the Tory government that they have driven health workers to the point where they can no longer say, they can no longer sit back and say, we can cope. They are taking this action to highlight and address the issues that have driven them to the point of exhaustion. Health service workers have said enough is enough, and it's not just about pay, but surely pay is a critical element. But a big part of this action are those people who are saying we can no longer cope. Yeah. The health service is no longer safe. Look at the waiting
list. You, by the way, are a civil service union leader, and you want pay parity too. You want a big pay rise, right?
Of course. And all workers, absolutely every single public sector worker, every worker, not private sector and public sector.
And what's the cost of that,
have
Carmel?
Been driven into poverty for far too long. Well, do you know what, Stephen? As we have realised over the last wee while, Boris Johnson can pull money out of a hat whenever it suits his purpose and whenever he wants to satisfy big business. So let's not pretend there's no money.
So you want pay parity for civil servants. This is not just the health service you're talking about.
No. Well, tomorrow, no, I'm ringing in at the moment. I mean, our members...
I know you are, but you're also supporting industrial action, ongoing industrial action across the board in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. Well, because workers here have said enough is enough. Our members, health service workers, have been getting below... Never mind pay parity. They've also, on top of that, been getting below inflation pay increases, which means actual pay cut year on year on year, and it's been going on for decades. An absolute decade of pay cuts for public service workers, Stephen. And you reach a point where you have to say it's no longer tenable. These are services, vital services that we're providing as civil service, as health service workers. And at a certain point, you have to say enough. All workers deserve better than this. And it's quite clear when we see the Tories and others lining their pockets that workers are quite right to say, do you know what? We can't cope anymore.
Carmel, thank you.